Hey there, hustlers, and welcome to another episode of the Corporate Side Hustler Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be discussing how you can use a podcast to create authority and influence online. And our guest speaker today is Kate Howard. Now, Caitlin is a podcast agency owner and podcaster herself with fire to help others to realize the power of podcasting in order to grow your authority and influence online. She's also a wife and a mama trying to keep her daughter from putting her fingers into plugs and remembering to go to the grocery store. I can so relate to all of this. She is passionate about supporting other women entrepreneurs to get their message out there into the world so they can have the impact they so desire through podcasting. Let's meet Kate. Hey, Kate, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Lisa. So good to be here.
It is seriously so good to have you. I am so excited to talk about this because as a fellow podcaster, I know the power of being able to use this to really grow your authority and create that influence that you need in the online space. So thank you for sharing this with us.
Absolutely.
In the beginning, I shared your bio, but I would love for my listeners to hear a little bit about who you are from your lips.
Yeah. So, and Lisa, do you want me to dive into just a little bit of my story and how I kind of got here to this point?
That would be great. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So I'm Caitlin. Friends call me Kate. So everyone's more than welcome to call me Kate. I live in the Nashville area with my husband and daughter and our two dogs. We run a podcast production agency. So my husband and I, and it was really interesting how we kind of got into it. It was not something I've ever imagined that I would get into, but essentially, over the years of being an online business, I've just continued to follow the breadcrumbs of where things were leading me to next. And this is where it led me to. So I really found the world of online entrepreneurship in my first job out of grad school. I was looking for a way to make some money on this side. My first job was with a government agency and I was not making great money at all, but I didn't want to go to a different job at like nights and weekends. I had coworkers who would go work retail at nights and on weekends, you know, to make up for their low salary. Yeah. So I didn't want to do that. So I was like, is there another way? And so I discovered this whole world of online entrepreneurship through that research and podcasts and just kind of fell down what I call this rabbit hole of realizing this whole world even exists. And I couldn't look back once I realized that this option, this path was out there. So I really started in online entrepreneurship by leveraging my corporate skills to support other female entrepreneurs who were already in established online businesses. So did a lot of things like project management, launch management, systems integration, a lot of different like virtual assistant type work and online business management type work, just basically trying to find like, what do I want to do in this online space? What lights me up, what fits. And so in my very last OBM position that I had, she had a podcast and her current producer was transitioning to do other things. So she needed someone to step in. My husband, Philip, he's an audio engineer and he has a background in music production. So I asked him, hey, do you think we could help her out and produce her podcast, you know, in the meantime while she's finding someone else? And he said, sure. And we ended up really enjoying it. So he did all the audio editing. I managed all the uploading to hosting and getting the assets together for her virtual assistant. And we just really enjoyed the process. So I ended up reaching out to my current network and I said, hey, I am thinking about offering this as a service. Let me know if you're interested or if you know anyone who wants support. And from there, we got our first client and then we grew from referrals from there, right? Yes. So it's been over 2 years now and we manage over 10 podcasts for women across a variety of industries, nutritionists, business coaches, social media consultants, network marketing leaders, full-time bloggers. So just a variety of industries. And it's so rewarding for me. But yeah, and so it's been great. And basically, you know, with our clients, they record their genius and we do the rest. So we do all the audio production, uploading to hosting and the post-production marketing, like social assets and show notes. And for me, it's just been really powerful to support women entrepreneurs in this way, because like you said at the beginning, the impact that I've seen that it's had on their businesses, but knowing many of the women that come to us that say, if I didn't have your support, if I didn't have the support of someone who knew the ins and outs of this, I'm not sure I would ever do it. So being able to support women in that way has just really lit me up.
So what I love is that you and I have probably been chatting in the DMs for a really yes. long time now. And I didn't know that fact about Philip. I didn't know that he was more in that audio piece, and that's like something that he knows on naturally. So it's truly a family affair because you both are doing pieces that you both enjoy.
Yep, exactly.
That's amazing. I absolutely love it. I'm going to basically tap on Jay and be like, hey, do you have any skills and other things that we can
exactly.
get a dynamic duo on all things Instagram? So I'm going to have to hit him up on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So I know that you have a lot of great things to walk us through, but actually three specific things. So let's kick it off with the creating the content strategy for the podcast to really help build that know, like, and trust factor.
Yeah. So I think the important thing here is to really approach your podcast. If you are, and for most of my clients, they're using it as a lead generation tool in their business. So while it might not be monetized in the fact that they don't have like millions of downloads yet, and so they don't have tons of podcast sponsors, they're still using their podcast as an asset in their business for lead generation. So I really encourage my clients to think of their podcast as like that pillar piece of their content strategy that they can then pull from and put across other social media, you know, like on Instagram and Facebook. And so to think of their podcast as that pillar content where they can dive deep onto a topic, really share their knowledge, really share their expertise, and then repurpose from that place. And when you're creating a podcast content strategy, my suggestion, you know, and sometimes people already have this in place when they start a podcast, but I found sometimes they don't, is to really think about like your 3 to 4 content pillars in your business. So what are the 3 to 4 main topics that you talk about? And these main topics should support what you're selling, right? So if you are selling a group program, then your 3 to 4 main content pillars should be subset. You know, if your group coaching program is split up into 4 different months of 4 different topics, then your content pillars are those 4 different topics, and your podcast should be addressing those 4 different topics and making sure that your episodes are giving listeners quick wins, giving them that transformation just through the episode. So then they want to know more about how they can work further with you. So when you're creating a content strategy, I really say to start with those pillars and then brainstorm episodes under each of those pillars that you can dive into in your podcast, and think about approaching it from different ways. Like think about having maybe episodes where that are very educational and also bringing in storytelling elements. If you're bringing on experts, bring on experts that are going to speak to one of your pillars that are going to give value to your audience. So that's really my main suggestion for strategy there, and just making sure that you're aligning with what you're selling and what you are wanting to generate leads for.
Okay, so you're totally speaking my language, and I wanted to hone in on two great things that you mentioned. The first thing is around content pillars and really the impact of like, hey, what are the 3 or 4 things that you want to be known for, or the 3 or 4 things that you speak about on repeat? How do you create your podcast episodes from there? And then hopefully, listeners, you guys are listening because you know I talk about this all the time, the power of repurposing. We as hustlers in all things, whether you're still in your day job, well, maybe you're just hustling being a mom, and your business, you don't have to reinvent the wheel, right, Kate? Like you can use this as, okay, well, I had a really great post on Instagram that blew up. How do I now turn that into an audio form on podcast or vice versa?
Exactly. And typically, you know, for me and my own podcast and my strategy that I'm using and that I see a lot of my clients use is take your podcast content, do some stories about it, like talking about the topic for that week, like give a short overview of what the episode was, their story content, do a post on it. I have one client who also sends a weekly email out with kind of a synopsis of the podcast episode and leads them to listen more. And then also something that I'm going to be testing out, which I'm excited to see how it goes, is we see a lot of podcast content being repurposed onto stories like audiograms and those types of things, but I'm going to start testing podcast content on Reels just because Reels is getting such reach right now.
Ooh,
and taking some of those best practices from how you might put the content in stories and applying that to what the best practices are on Reels. So I'm excited to test some of that out with my podcast content and see how it works.
You got to keep me posted because that would be epic, because I love putting them on stories, but to your point, would have never have thought to take the advantage of Reels, since Reels right now is getting 100% more exposure than stories.
Yeah.
So good call.
Yep.
The other thing I wanted to capitalize on is that you were talking about how you can change up things from a content strategy, that it doesn't have to be just you speaking all the time, that you can invite guest experts and or guest speakers, I should say. And I love this because when I started my podcast, I was coming from a place of what can I leverage from my corporate life skill-wise that I can bring into the podcast space? And it was, okay, well, I'm always talking about connections and networking and things of that nature. So bam, that's when I started bringing more guest speakers on, because I'm like, this is the power of getting those individuals, you and everyone else that comes on, the exposure that, hey, I'm not an expert in this, or I'm not knowledgeable in this. I know this is something that you want. So instead of creating content out of the air, let me bring Kate on so Kate can talk about it, since this is her wheelhouse. So I love that you mentioned that. And I think it ties in nicely when you were talking about really leveraging your corporate skills.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. So let's transition into the second piece. So how to use a podcast as a core piece of your content that you can repurpose. I know we talked about that a little bit more, but can we dive in more with that?
Yeah. So, and there is so much here. So one of the main things that I recommend to all of my clients, and we do this for our clients who have the place in the website for this, is to create show notes for each of your episodes that you can put as a blog post on your website, and to have like a podcast blog. And it doesn't have to be a separate podcast blog link. It can just be your blog, and then you have, you know, episode show notes in your blog. But I do recommend having it on your website. What I typically do is just a short summary at the beginning, bullet points of main points with timestamps, embed player to go listen, links out to iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, so people can access it directly. The powerful thing about this is you have so much more power of SEO in blog posts, so that you can get found in ways other than maybe your typical Instagram marketing or Facebook marketing, but you can actually get found on Google when people are searching for a specific topic. So you want to be aware of this when you are doing the show notes, is that, you know, making sure you're including those keywords or those keyword phrases that people are searching for. So if you really do want to utilize that strategy, you know, then you would just kind of apply some of the SEO best practices there. But I do recommend having that blog, having those show notes out there. And even if you might not necessarily use it as a strategy right now, go ahead and start doing it, because then you'll have it there when maybe you're ready to hire, like, you know, a virtual assistant to help you leverage it. And then on top of that, using Pinterest. So using Pinterest to promote your podcast more on that platform, especially if you have podcasts around nutrition, around business, around, I mean, almost any topic really, but those are going to be huge. Home decor, I mean, anything that you think of people going to Pinterest for, you would want to leverage your show note post for that. And so creating those pinnable images, and of course, just having a general Pinterest strategy. Again, maybe you're not doing this at the very beginning, but go ahead and get the wheels rolling on it. And then you can pass it off to a VA once you are at the point to hire that out. So yeah, so really just leveraging what you're doing in your podcast. And then of course, like I mentioned already, creating stories around the episodes, creating Instagram posts around the episodes, creating Facebook posts around the episodes. So kind of wherever you are, just having that omnipresence with your podcast and promoting it, you know, as much as you can.
Love it. Okay. So by the time this show drops, my listeners would have listened to Julia, and Julia is a Pinterest extraordinaire.
So okay.
Perfect. I think this is like aligning just nicely. Yes. And she just literally scratched the surface of, hey, you can use podcasts on to promote on Pinterest. And I literally, my mind was blown. I was like, wait, what? So would you mind maybe just even sharing an example to go a little bit deeper on, even if people are not ready yet, the power of repurposing a podcast on Pinterest and what that would actually look like?
Yeah. So you're going to want to make sure, so like from probably Julia's best practices, as far as making sure you're looking at what is working on Pinterest for podcast pinnable images and that type of thing, and making sure that you are kind of following along with what's working. I see that sometimes people will start creating their own graphics and they're not, you know, going to be Pinterest worthy, if you want to say. So you want to look at what's working. The other thing that's really powerful about Pinterest right now that you can leverage is Pinterest now has video. So you can do your audiograms, you can do those types of things and put those on Pinterest, which are going to be more eye-catching than just the standalone. And so you can leverage those types of assets that you create on Pinterest as well. So the main thing is going to be creating, you know, 5 pinnable images per episode would be my recommendation. And then just making sure that you have your strategy in place. So you're pinning those out over a certain amount of time and continually, you know, pinning and making sure that it's being found. And of course, optimizing for SEO in Pinterest and making sure that you have rich pins enabled. And I'm sure Julia talks through a lot of that.
Okay, she does. But the way you're breaking it down now, especially in relation to podcasts, I'm like over here writing so many notes because yes. I know that it's not something I'm going to probably add right now, but I know it's something that I and other individuals are probably looking into, like, how do we leverage this to really help just get more exposure? So thank you for sharing that.
Well, and I'm actually putting together a Pinterest for Podcasters course right now. So I'm testing things right now. So, but yeah, I'm actually in the process. It'll probably be released probably maybe by the time this episode goes live. The goal is to get it out by mid-February. So,
oh my goodness. So exciting. All right. I love it. I'm like so pumped. I'm definitely going to be one of the first people to purchase that because it's so needed. I think it's crazy how you don't realize what platforms you can use without feeling like you have to spend hours upon hours being there. It's just about being intentional with the strategy and just repurposing your content, which is what everything you're talking about right now.
And I think the best example, if people want to go look at what's working, is Jenna Kutcher. She leverages Pinterest to the max with her podcast. So if anyone wants to see a good example, take a look at what she does.
Perfect. Good call. Okay. So let's wrap it up with the third piece that you wanted to talk about today, which is the first steps that you recommend if we're thinking about launching our own podcast. What should that look like and things of that nature?
Yeah. So the first thing that I tell people to do if they are thinking about launching a podcast is we know kind of industry best practice is to release one episode a week. Some people do 2. Some people are crazy and do a daily podcast. I don't know how those people do it, but when you are thinking about starting a podcast, knowing that you're going to have a once per week episode at least, go ahead and brainstorm 52 topic ideas. Again, thinking about your content pillars, thinking about what you are selling, thinking about what you're trying to build authority in, and create 52 episode topics. And if you can't get to 52 episode topics, then you might want to kind of rethink, okay, what is my strategy here? What is my strategy with the podcast? So that's always my first step, is to do that so that you already have that brainstormed. Because what I find with my clients is they're so excited to start a podcast and they get the first few episodes out and then they're like, oh man, what do I talk about now? You know, so
exactly,
really thinking about that at the forefront. And then the next thing would be, you know, obviously you need to pick a name, you need to pick your cover art. And so my biggest suggestion here for that is when you're picking a name, search and make sure it's not already being used, obviously, but also search that it's not trademarked, because I have known of people with podcasts who have started them and are pretty far along. And then someone reaches out because their podcast name is trademarked and they have to change the name of their podcast. So I think sometimes people don't, you know, they think about trademarks when they're naming their business or something like that, but they don't think about that when they're naming their podcast. So I would just recommend doing a little bit more research. And then, yeah, with the cover art, my biggest suggestion there is hire out, if you can, hire a graphic designer. I think it just makes such a huge difference. I know the ins and outs of Canva. I can do some pretty good things in Canva, but when I tried to design my cover art and then I had my graphic designer design it, it was 2 totally different worlds. Yes.
Yep,
yes.
Yep.
So if you can, and you can get on places like Fiverr and you can find legitimate graphic designers who can create a cover art design for you that's not going to break the bank. So I would recommend looking into that for your cover art when you're getting started as well.
So let's hone in on like the key thing, which I was guilty of this when I started my first podcast. I was like, let me get my first 12 episodes and I'll be good. And then on episode 13, I'm like, what the heck am I going to talk about? And that's really just mapping out the 50. And when we say map out 52, we're not saying figure out the outline, but just figure out what are the 52 topics that you can bring to this episode. And don't stretch yourself so thin that you feel like you have to do all 52, but what do you think your audience would need to hear based off the content pillars that we talked about in the very beginning? And who are some guest speakers that you can invite in and just see if you have the information? It's not about reaching out to all these people, but do you have 52 healthy topics that you can talk about that your audience would want to binge on? Because if you're going in all different directions, it's going to be really hard for you to do everything that Kate is talking about, which is really build that authority and really be that influencer of choice on podcasts. That caption. Yeah. Awesome. So I know, especially me, we're already thinking, okay, we know that this Pinterest course is potentially coming out later in February. What else can we be on the lookout for you and your team?
Yeah. So typically for people who are kind of more DIY or don't have the budget yet to hire out their podcast production, I typically say start with my 7-day launch your podcast roadmap. So if you're wanting to launch your podcast, this walks you through step by step the process that I use with all of my clients. It has video tutorials. It's super straightforward and it's not going to take you hours to watch it. I've already had quite a few women launch their podcasts through taking the course. And so I just love seeing that. And so that is where, you know, I would start if you're looking for to launch a podcast, but you can't necessarily hire it out. Or if you are looking for someone to just do it all for you, then my husband and I offer launch support and then we offer ongoing production management as well. And you can always reach out to me on Instagram at Kate Rose Co. to learn more about that and book a discovery call just to talk through your needs, what the process looks like, and how we support through launch and production.
Okay, so everyone listen up. These links are going to be in the show notes below, but I know Kate well enough to know if you're like, hey, I don't know if I'm ready to jump on a call just yet. I just have a quick question. Slide into her DMs, ask her the question. She'll point you in the right direction if it needs to be on a discovery call versus if it's a quick thing she can answer and point you in the right directions in the DMs, because she has so much knowledge around this that it can really take you from confused and overwhelmed to, oh, this can actually be really easy and doable.
Absolutely. Yes. Feel free to DM me. I love chatting. I have women DM me all the time that are just like, hey, I'm thinking about starting, like, and they have a couple quick questions for me and I'm more than happy to help.
Love it. Love it. Okay. Well, thank you first for sharing so much great information. And what we're doing this year is ending each of our episodes on a would you rather. So we would love to know, would you rather binge on a reality TV show or a Netflix TV series?
Netflix TV series for sure. Although I have not watched Real Housewives of Salt Lake City yet. And I feel like that might be bingeable reality.
Oh my gosh. It's so good. And it's so trashy.
It looks so interesting. So if we're talking reality TV, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City versus Netflix, we might go Real Housewives, Salt Lake City.
Well, you definitely need to watch it because interesting is the key word.
Okay.
But would love for my listeners to know so that way they can slide into your DMs to talk about this. If there is is there a go-to Netflix show that you're watching right now?
Bridgerton. I'm a little late to the game. I get it. I realize that. I know everyone's already binged it like last week, but I'm on it this week. So
you're not alone. I just watched episode one last night. So
okay,
you're not alone.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm like slowly in the groove. So we'll be able to talk more about that in the DMs then.
Yeah.
So thank you again for being here with us and sharing all the goods.
Yes. Thank you, Lisa. It was great to chat.
Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, here's what I want you to do. Take a quick screenshot of you listening to the Corporate Side Hustler podcast and upload the image to your Instagram stories and tag me in it at the Corporate Side Hustler. I would love to hear from you and connect with you on Instagram. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you the same time next week. Until then, enjoy the rest of your day. Bye for now.